the program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Our subject this week is that of salvation. As we pointed out in the Old Testament, the word basically means deliverance, to be brought to safety. Originally, it had a temporal meaning, and it came to be a spiritual thing, as the word was developed by the Holy Spirit, getting ready for its use in the Christian age. When we come to the New Testament, we find a spiritual application of the word salvation. We're talking about salvation, and today we would like to talk about the universal need of salvation. In Mark chapter 16, this was spoken at the conclusion of the Lord's ministry and his life and death and resurrection before he went back to heaven, as he spoke to his disciples. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, the Lord said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Yes, to make a long story short, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory of the only begotten of the Father, John said. And also John recorded the appearance of Jesus on the banks of Jordan, and John the Baptist saying, Behold, the Lamb of the God that taketh away the sins of the world. Yes, the Lord lived a sinless life as he went about doing good with love and compassion. And we know the sad story of his crucifixion upon the old rugged cross, and then his glorious resurrection. And now he gives this commission, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. We're talking about salvation or deliverance, and we're talking about something spiritual in the New Testament. Why preach the gospel to every creature? I'd like to say that there is a universal need in reference to salvation in connection with man's sin. That's why the Lord said to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's why he said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Because the world is lost in sin. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, John says this, 1 John 5:19, And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness, or in darkness. So why preach the gospel into all the world? Because the world is lost in sin. Paul says, All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible makes a distinction. The New Testament scriptures make it plain. There is two realms, the world, and there is in Christ. The world is lost in sin, and those who are in Christ have gone out of the world of sin into deliverance. There is a universal need. Men are lost in their sins. I think this is one of the problems we have to face today. Not many people want to face up to the fact that they are lost, that the wages of sin is death, that we're dealing with an almighty, all-holy God who says, Be thou holy, for I am holy, and we're not holy. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and sin brings spiritual death, separation from God, which results in physical death and eternal separation from God. There's a universal need in reference to this matter of salvation, of deliverance, and being brought to safety, being saved. And we're talking about being saved from our sins. The world is lost in sin. The world needs a Savior. Sin is an awful thing. It was so awful that it made the human race a dying race, one sin back in the Garden of Eden. And the Old Testament shows us just how awful sin was and is, as it pointed out the need of a Savior. The wages of sin is death. The Old Testament was a law of sin and death. It was calculated to just show how awful sin was and how that we have a need, a definite need of a Savior, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we all face death. Until we realize that we are lost in our sins, we cannot be saved from our sins, nor have the hope of salvation in Christ Jesus. Oh, I urge you today to realize there is a loving Savior who died to save us from our sins, and he wants to deliver us and bring us unto salvation. Thank you for listening today.